Welcome back, one and all, to Bullshit Creepypasta Storytime, the segment where we only read the scariest stories ever here during Spooky Finger Puppet Christmas month, which I may or may not do someday. Until that day, today I thought I'd look around and see if I could find any persona stories, and slim pickings, honestly. But I found one. It's, you know, not going to be great, but I found one. And so with that in mind, it's time for Persona 3, all one word, The Haunting. Once, I had a fetish for Shin Megami Tensei. So we're starting off on a great note already. Who doesn't have a fetish for Shin Megami Tensei, honestly? But specifically, the Persona series. That's a sentence that's going to upset Shin Megami Tensei fans somewhere. But I went to some dude's house. It's my best friend, some dude is his name, in which he was selling some Final Fantasy games, some dolls, and a PlayStation 2 case with a pentagram on it. Aw, that's nothing wrong there. With Persona 3 Fez written on it, with a memory card. And a memory card, I bought them, knowing that my fetish for SMT games couldn't be quelled at the time. When can it ever? Soul Hackers 2 probably didn't do anything for you, but that's a little bit of a letdown. So when I got home, I popped it in my PS2 with the memory card, because you need that. The first thing I noticed was the Atlas didn't appear when I booted it up. I thought I hit a button or something, so I disregarded it. You know, other things besides Atlas show up. What about the opening cutscene? The cutscene I saw after that was weird. All the characters' faces were blank in the anime cutscenes. Budget issues everywhere. But otherwise, the game footage was normal. You can't do that. You can't. I mean, it wasn't normal in this one spot. But otherwise, aside from the not normal spot, this is pretty normal right here. Showing both the journey and the answer, okay, I decided to load up the journey first, comma, due to story reasons. The main story reason being that the journey comes before the answer. So, it starts out as normal, the hero arriving in Iwatodai. Then, I had to name the hero, so I do so, comma, naming him Mark Yamada, the blue-haired hero, whom I will call that during this, yeah, after the strange cutscene and shown to the hero's room, the mirror in the hero's room. So, I'm sorry, you gave him a name of Mark. What was the point of giving him that name if we're not going to call him Mark? He's just the hero. Who cares what his name is? Guy with hair, hero. Hair and hero, both H. But the mirror in the hero's room was the first thing that spooked me when I got close to it. Instead of, and in parentheses, normally, end of parentheses, showing nothing, it shows some Japanese kanji written in blood. That sounds more normal than anything else, honestly. I pressed X and the words in the box glitched up and says something backwards. Well, what did it say forwards? Because that's end of paragraph. No one knows. I tried turning all the letters around to read it correctly. It didn't work. After that, the game skips to Shinjiro's death scene. Spoiler alert. I think you can save him in the portable version, but I haven't done that. Luckily, a version of that game isn't about to come out in like a month or something, so no worries. You didn't hear it. But yeah, it was so-and-so's death scene. Instead of Takaya going to shoot him, combat starts, and Ken kills Shinjiro. See, this is why Ken is easily the worst party member. I used to think it was Fuka, but I've come to realize it's Ken. I mean, you know, short. I prefer the dog over him, honestly. I mean, you already have Akihiko. He can use electric spells. Why do I need Ken? He's got a big stick and lightning. Akihiko's fists and lightning better. But Shinji was screaming, oh god, why Ken, why are you so mediocre? before Ken says in a demonic voice, "You killed her." I jumped when I saw Ken eat Shinji. That was demented. Among other things, I can't believe the game glitched and he ate the other character with it. The next scene was actually near the Magatsushi area from Nocturne. Why are we in a different game? I was in control again as Mark. I think you mean hero character name person is his actual name. It's not Mark, certainly. And I was thinking, I'm playing Persona. This is from Nocturne. Thoughts, I had no allies. N was on poison status. Well, stop doing that. When I went up to the final boss area, I saw Shinji. This time, his skin was white with blood all over his jacket. Not his jacket. That's the best part. And he had hyper-realistic eyes. What does that mean? He had the most anime eyes I've ever seen. They were realistically anime hyper. And he said something and reverse and kills me. Probably meant and. Also, what did he say? Spell it out. I got pissed. I went to play the answer. Because, you know, after failing to play through the prequel to the answer, skip right to it. And it loads up normal until I beat Metis. After that, it teleported everyone to the area on Tartarus with the crosses with Mark at the bottom, you mean hero, looking like Shinjiro. I also noticed Ken didn't appear at all. Good, they fired him. Something weird happened, or something justified if he got fired. Mark aimed his Evoker at Aegis and shoots her. Actual blood coming out of her. I was shocked. It wasn't possible for Aegis to bleed, and the Evokers weren't supposed to kill. Because that would make summoning personas really awkward. That worked out that way. Then Mark talked. Who's Mark? I only know Hero. He never talked in-game before, or ever, except for those movies and some side games. He said in a demonic voice, there are demons in this story, "The barrier between player and game is broken. You are next." I turned off the PlayStation and tried to give it away. To who? I bought a better version of the game after this. Did you buy another PlayStation to go with? And then the story ends. Wow. I don't know about anyone else, but I am pretty scared right now. That was a pretty terrifying tale. I think that other Persona story was better, actually, which is, that's really saying a lot, because that wasn't a good one either. But I think this was more purposefully bad. So, give it that. But yeah, this has been bullshit, creepypasta story time. Hope someone enjoyed this. And until next time, I'll see you on a video. Unless it's not a video and it's an end slate. Whoops.